You're listening to SBS News.
At least 26 Australian universities and 16 residential colleges now provide students with an online course that explains consent. The one-hour animated training video called Consent Matters was made after the Human Rights Commission found unacceptable rates of sexual assault and harassment at Australian universities. But experts and students have told SBS News the approach does not suit the specific needs of international students. Sexual violence researcher Dr. Bianca Philiborn says universities should make it as easy as possible for international students to access such materials.
It's vitally important that information that's provided and that the educational modules that are provided are inclusive of cultural diversity. We know that's absolutely essential. So all of this information and education should be tailored to different cultural groups. And certainly part of that would be communicating in the language that students can understand, particularly if you're a new international student. I think given the gravity of sexual assault and sexual violence and how important it is for victims, survivors to have support, we should be making it as easy and accessible as possible.
Sexual assault survivor and End Rape on Campus ambassador Nina Fennell says she's disappointed by the universities and believes they are not doing enough for all students, but particularly those from overseas.
Any approaches that we take to sexual assault prevention should be evidence-based and best practice. And unfortunately, a lot of the solutions that universities are coming up with are very ad hoc and reactive. One of the issues is that we have international students coming to our country who have received next to no sex education in some circumstances, or very limited sex education, or the sex education they might have received is that if they are sexually assaulted, they can get charged with adultery. We have to be able to factor for a large range of students who are coming to this country, and a one-size-fits-all Consent Matters module just doesn't fit the bill.
The Consent Matters module was developed by online learning provider Epigeum, who says the course is intended to be used as part of a wider strategy. Following criticism of the module, SBS News contacted universities and asked whether there are plans to introduce specific training for international students. Geordie Austin from the University of Sydney says the module is only available in English and she's not aware of any plans to provide the content in other languages. She says it's not possible for the university to engage in personal training for all its students.
I think the challenge for our university is a challenge of scale. It's not possible for us at this stage to run in-person training for 22,000 commencing students in a way that would help us to start the conversation.
The University of Melbourne also said they have no plans for special training for international students or second language modules. A statement from the University of the Sunshine Coast also said the provision of the resource in languages other than English is not a priority for the university. The full statements from universities can be read on the SBS News website. International students contribute more than $20 billion each year to the Australian economy, making it Australia's third biggest industry. China is the top source country, followed by India, Malaysia, Nepal, Brazil, and Vietnam. But international student Farouk Atalahi is concerned that despite the profits universities make from this group of students, they aren't investing properly in their safety.
We have a diverse student community here in Australia, and they are coming from different backgrounds, different cultures, and the definition or translation about the sexual violence is quite different. They have different experiences thinking and talking about sexual violence. And some of them are coming from the countries where they don't have any direct translation for the words like consent or sexual assault, and even harassment in some countries is quite common. I remember the first year that I came because, you know, I just confused whether it's a norm of cultural norm in Australia or not. Some of the behavior of people was quite confusing for me because I personally didn't accept such a behavior, but because I didn't know that whether it's quite common in Australia or not. I didn't show any reaction.
Miss Atalahi is now the first women's officer of the Council of International Students Australia, and she hopes she can use her position to help her fellow students. Sexual assault, domestic and family violence counselling is available 24 hours a day through 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.